today we have section as was planned. We have the appearance of two ministers and an agency head. So today, yes, as the House conducted regular session.
Who presided over that regular session? The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mr. Kofa, or who did?
What happened today was, one, the official communication against the Speaker. I had to do a complaint from some of our colleagues was read today. A special last committee was set up by plenary, and there was a motion for the Speaker to recuse himself, officially authorizing the Deputy Speaker to continue to preside while the investigations of the Speaker is being carried out, because plenary own interest now is to provide or lay out a clear procedure that will grant the Speaker due process in keeping of our law controlling.
Speaker Kofa, did he attend this particular session?
He was absent as usual. He has not been able to come, but he was then communicated with. The Sergeant Arms has been informed, along with the Chief Clerk office, that they should communicate with his office, and based on the return of said communication, a decision will be taken.
There is a delegation from ECOWAS, a mediation delegation. Did the session today receive any communication from that delegation?
Yes, the communication of ECOWAS was then open. The conversation was then open for other colleagues' thoughts in terms of how they see it before plenary could take a decision. Some of our colleagues expressed disappointment in the names involved in the mediation. They had reservation when it comes to Senator Snow, who they believe was conflicted. He has previously established a side as to where he stand on this issue. He could not be a suitable individual to play any mediation roles.
I read in the local media about some seats in the parliament being removed. What can you tell us about who removed them and why were they removed?
The first thing from the evidence available to us that is then stated that the chair on modernization on the road, the city of Bupa, was part of that process. The co-chair on judicial on the road, Jerry Yabwa, has been one name called in the process, alleged by the director of security from the Senate wing. As I speak to you, the director of security from the lower house side is currently before the police undergoing interrogation as to who authorized the removal of those seats in the chamber. But from what we've been able to gather around, lawmakers have said that they have contracts. From evidence available to us, there was only contract available for the main chamber, not the joint chamber. So they have provided misinformation or disinformation to the public.
So I spoke with another member of the House of Representatives from the other side, I would say, who indicated that the Speaker was not being given a due process. Can you answer to that allegation?
We are in the process of giving the Speaker due process. We support what the law provides. There is a formal communication and an order complaint against the Speaker. That communication will be served the Speaker today, and the Speaker will need to make himself available for the investigation. There's a specialized committee investigating him. For me, I think the best thing to do is to be able to listen to his side.
Another criticism is that you people are not really doing the Liberian people's business by this ongoing confusion in the House of Representatives. So answer to that, are you doing the people's business?
The answer is that yes, we are doing the Liberian people's business. Evidence on the oversight responsibility of the legislature would invite the ministers and their peers. It is the Speaker in his life who have not been able to come to session.